Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the first episode of the Roarcast podcast in 2023. I don't know about y'all, but for me, 2023 is full of new opportunities. But so far, these last 12 days, they haven't been that glorious. But, you know, maybe it's, you know, the rule of three, like your first one is a bad year, so it'd be 2020. 2021 was your second bad. 2022 was like your second bad. And then 2023 is going to be like your best year. With us today, we have Justin Barton, who will now be our co-host for the Roarcast podcast. He is the director of first year program and is my boss. And then we have Dylan, who is part of Uproar, which is the student-led organization that basically makes football games, basketball games, all sporting events more entertaining. So welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hello, everyone. This is Justin. So happy to be with you this semester on the Roarcast. So Devin's here with
Dylan.
Well, Dylan, yes. Excuse me.
Dylan. I don't know who so Devin bad. Is, but Dylan is here.
That's yes. Horrible.
That is really embarrassing for you.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I feel like there's a new sound effect for how he may be doing.
Yeah, thank you.
No, actually, wait.
Look at me. I'm such a rookie on this.
There you go.
I know. And he's been asking to be on this podcast for 2 years.
I used to have my own radio show. It was called Free Falling with the Ripcord and Company. It was awesome.
Awesome. Okay, boomer.
And I always used to call people the wrong name on that one, too.
So nothing changes.
Nope. Okay. But Uproar.
Yes.
Uproar. Yeah.
Yes. Woo! Woo!
Lindenwood University.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Uproar. What's Uproar?
So, Uproar is our student section here at Lindenwood. What we do is a lot of behind the scenes with sports marketing, advertising, understanding social media and insights and business accounts and a lot to take in for someone who is a social work major and has nothing to do with business or digital marketing at all. Our whole thing is that, you know, we show up early. We get lit while we're there, especially with these alcohol sales, you know.
Woo. You?
And
drink legally.
Yep. And responsibly. Sponsored by the Uproar. And you stay late and you have a great time and we're full of spirit and, you know, go Lions.
There you go. And we're trying a new thing for the podcast where we talk about the different social media platforms on campus. And there is a social media platform called LU Shade Room. And one of the comments, we're going to do a comment of the week.
Oh, Lordy.
This one, it says, "High key, the school spirit is terrible. How we got all these athletes, but no one shows up to the games to support." And your kind of organization is, your goal is to kind of combat that and get as many people to those events
Absolutely.
As possible.
It took so much in my soul because I have the LU Uproar Instagram and I saw that while logged into the LU Uproar Instagram. And I was like, Dylan, you don't say anything. You don't say a word. You just take the feedback, right? Yep. So that we can do what we're doing today. And to that comment, I say, they're right. We have a lot of athletics, a lot of athletes, a lot of different sports, a lot of sports that I didn't even know were considered sports. With that being said, almost every single person on this campus, besides your NARPs, which ding, 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 considerably me, or international students who are just here to get a good education, which is why we should all be here. Do you notice how all these athletes are venturing out, they're traveling, they're doing, yep. You know, and it's funny too, because if you are a student athlete, I have so many friends who are cheerleaders and, you know, whatever, what have you. And they're so exhausted by their lifestyles of Absolutely. Keeping up with their own sport and their own education. Yep. They don't feel the need to go out and join the student section or go to a game of a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also we've had a lot of controversy with football and basketball and specifically men's basketball. And to that I say, unfortunately, right, as a woman, as a feminist, we live in a male dominated society, especially when it comes to athletics.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's unquestionable. And when it comes to business and marketing, because education is an institution.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to pay the bills for somebody.
Yeah.
We have to do what is best for our business plan, because all in all, Uproar could be considered a business plan. You know, sure. you get people to come to games, students that, you know, are already here. But LU Uproar, we get sponsors from, you know, we got our Raising Cane student section.
Yeah.
We work with Red Bull. You know, we've got a lot of sponsors that we work well with. And if we don't have people showing up and having a great time and putting on these theme events for you guys, you know, the university could lose its money. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like I said earlier, football and men's basketball are two of the most profitable sports in America.
Yeah.
Especially in college athletics culture. Sure. So, I mean, those are just the reality of the situation. And in all complete and all fantasy world, which is actually the world that I'm trying to move our program into, is that we have a student section at women's volleyball, men's volleyball, women's basketball, rugby, men's and women's rugby. And we include the beauty of our school having all of these programs. We just can't stretch ourselves too thin. We're in our first year. We have to build with those two programs. So give it time. That's honestly my best answer, is just give us some time. You know, this is a new thing for us. So, and we're willing to work with our students. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I think, Dylan, you hit it right there. This is your first year, right?
Yes.
Like, Lindenwood is venturing into some really new things, right? Going D1's a big deal.
Absolutely.
And with that, I mean, school spirit is a thing that takes time to foster and to build.
Yes.
And you guys have been doing a great job. I mean, your marketing is on point, and your social media is fire every single time. You guys are out there. I've seen your face out there, Spencer's face out there a lot. You guys are the face. I mean, you guys are section leaders. That's your job, right?
Yes.
That's what you're called. You may not know this, but when they were looking for section leaders, we noticed your spirit at New Student Orientation.
Really?
And that's how you were recruited to be a section leader.
I do know that I was approached at the first women's soccer game.
Yep,
that's when I was approached, and they hadn't even come up with the job application yet. They didn't even have a document or a link to apply. And they were like, whenever this thing is up, please apply. You know, and it's been an amazing experience. It really truthfully has. I mean, I have so much social anxiety, and you would never be able to tell that, because being in a student section and growing up as an athlete my whole life and being able to be a part of celebrating sports and just the energy of it all, you know, it really brings me out of my shell. And me being able to show my strength of getting out of my shell, I can encourage others to do the same. And we can all just have a great time. And, you know, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, I am a part of the theater department. And there's a constant divide between students who are athletes and students who love athletic events.
Yes.
And those who don't.
I remember we discussed that, too, uh-huh. about, like, how similar theater and athletics truly are. I mean, mm-hmm. you're training, you're practicing, and then you're putting on a show.
Yeah, and, like, one of the things that I've been talking with my theater friends about is they never go to events because the events are either during our rehearsal times or we're too tired, and so we don't get that sense of community that we would if we went to those events.
Right.
And so it's a constant conversation of, when we are a part of different organizations, we need to remember as an organization that it's important that we build community, and going to those events will build community.
Right.
Like, one of the big events that I went to last year was the basketball like first day thing where they mm-hmm. had
home opener.
Yeah, the home opener. And it was really fun because they got me there because of the free t-shirt.
That's usually an incentive.
That is a huge incentive for
most people. Actually, while we're talking about the free t-shirts, we are going to start a new policy where we will begin handing out t-shirts after halftime, because we lose numbers because people are just like, I want a t-shirt. I'm going to show up. I'm going to tell you this, guys. We love that you guys love the t-shirts. We put a lot of hard work and resources into designing these, exactly like the upper one that you have right now.
I am wearing an Uproar shirt. Way intentionally. To
go. Strategically worn.
Absolutely. Yes. And I ask of the listeners to practice some awareness, okay? Like, you hear a free t-shirt and, you know, you go buck wild. Like, And it's insane. You know, you would have never thought. It's the little things in life, I guess. But there's so much time and resource that we put into that job. When people only show up for a t-shirt and then leave, it is such a smack in the face, because Spencer and I and Mike Barone, who's my boss in the athletics department, we work so hard. I mean, we were working over break and no incentive for it, just because we knew that we had stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So I just want to remind you all, and also the student section will be fun if you're in it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun if no one's there. So come to the hockey game, you know, come to the basketball games, come to any game that you can, you know, free t-shirt or not. And we will love to have you there.
And I mean, our athletics are awesome.
Yeah. Like, it's not like we suck or anything. Right? I mean, we're like, pretty talented.
I was in Evans last night for the student organization fair, and when I left, there was a volleyball game happening, and it was jumping.
Oh yeah,
like
I had a great time. Those
volleyball players were crazy, like they were killing it.
They're so tall, like,
and I mean, like, we have,
but it's fun. I mean, these events are fun. Like every game I've been to, like, has just been awesome. It's been fun.
And we have multiple athletes who have made OVC, like, new player of the week for their sport. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we don't have talent here. We have talent. And this is only the first year of a D1 program. Imagine the skill levels that we'll be able to have next year and the year after with the whole new recruiting process. I mean, it would be... I'm very excited. Very excited.
And here's the thing, too. Maybe you're not into athletics, right?
Right.
Maybe you don't like sports.
Me.
Okay.
I still enjoy
going.
And
you're just like, oh, sports. But if you're looking for community,
yes,
you're not going to find a tighter and more fun community than something like the Uproar.
I'm so glad that you said that, because that is genuinely the most important aspect of what we do. And we're also working on building a culture with pregame social gatherings, you know, somewhere with basketball, somewhere in Highland, pitch a tent, you know, have some snacks, have something where people can just come together before the game.
I like that.
Yeah. And I'm also working on, you know, we had like our Halloween costume contest for
cool.
the football game. Yep. So I'm really, my whole goal with this, and then, you know, we can kind of move on to our next thing if we need to. But my goal with Uproar is to let everyone know that there is something for you here. Whether or not you even care about sports, whether or not you even know what a first down is, you want to be a part of that community, because you know that not only are your friends around you, but it's a welcoming place. It's a place where you know that you can have fun, you can feel safe, and have a great time with people around you and your community. Exactly. So next year I'd like to definitely implement some more, like maybe like making, trying to work with the coaches. Cause that's a lot of a process to get coaches, especially if they're in season.
Oh yeah.
But like getting the football players to do a fashion show. Like, tell me y'all wouldn't go to that.
Okay.
Right.
Hear me out. We talk with the fashion department and do it as a fundraiser for that department. Like, I know there's a fashion organization on campus. We could do like a run show in Scheidegger, promote the theater program. We could bring everything together.
Yes. I mean, this is a collaboration waiting to happen.
Yes.
We just got to have the ideas and make it flow. I'm here for it. So I'm here for it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And as long as I have people who are willing to work with me, I'll make it happen.
There you go.
Have you guys talked about doing like a student org around Uproar stuff? Like,
in what way?
Like, in my past experience at other institutions, like they're, you know, our colors here are gold and black, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd have like the gold crew, right?
Oh, right. Well,
and it would be like Uproar, but it's mm-hmm. a student org, so you're pulling people together to generate more ideas.
Yeah, so I've actually brought that idea to the table, because two people doing the workload that we're doing,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's huge.
10 out of 10, boo. Instead of that, we actually, in case you didn't know, and this is the perfect time to make this podcast, because right now we are hiring. So if you go to our Instagram at LU_Uproar, you can find a highlight that says apply here or apply now, one of the two. And you can go and quick link on that profile. And we are accepting, I think we're adding 2 more paid positions and 2 more volunteer positions. Don't quote me on that. But
are they section leaders too? Like you? Like,
yeah. So we're building.
Yeah.
Like we want to have a hype squad.
Yeah.
Like instead of just two hype duo, we want a hype squad.
Nice.
You should have matching T-shirts. That'd be so cute.
Oh, duh. I mean, we're going to we'll have whole outfits. I mean, we will come out in gold and black tracksuits and Jordans. Just wait.
You know what?
Hey, I quit. Fund that. Fund that.
I quit. That's I'm awesome. Joining that. I would join like the uproar. Matching jumpsuits.
Yes. And it's on the gold. Back. It's going to be blanged out. It says uproar.
Oh my gosh, are you going to bedazzle it?
Oh, I'm going to bedazzle mine.
It's going to say grr.
Grr, yeah.
Rawr. Oh my goodness. Rawr. Can we, I want matching track suits.
Look. Bedazzled Leo on the bottom, you know, on your butt, just like Leo.
Oh my gosh. Throwback to the 2000s when they had like Juicy or like exactly. Hot Mama on the
straight
butt.
Up, straight up with the
Victoria's Secret.
Yes. And the,
exactly.
Glitter.
Look, jeans and like long tank tops are back in fashion.
The low bottom.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you won't catch me finding those.
Oh no, you wouldn't. Wait, that was so sad. Hold on. No to 2000 fashion.
Y2K is over. Do not bring it back.
Exactly. The only thing that Y2K can ever bring back is the music, because that was fire.
True.
So.
So what's coming up with Uproar? What's next?
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So right now we've got three theme nights planned. We've got our women's ice hockey game. It is our pride game. I personally am very excited for this game. I think it's important to be an ally to the LGBTQIA+ community. Not only represent that at the university level, I mean, I think that's just amazing that we're able to do that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So I'm excited for that game, and you get to watch a bunch of girls body slam each other into glass.
And when is that?
That is this Friday, January
13th.
Yep, tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
It tomorrow is
tomorrow.
Night,
oh, 7 o'clock, Centene Center. We got 100 t-shirts. They're black and rainbow. Super cute.
I saw those today. They were down in
yep,
Spelman, right?
Spelman,
yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. They look
awesome. I'm excited. We've also got a whiteout night planned, and that's going to be a basketball game. I am awful with dates, so we will find a way to put them in the... Click the link in my bio for the date.
There we go.
And then we also have a neon night coming up for men's basketball, which are all three of those are t-shirt giveaways. And we're still deciding. I'm pretty sure they might even be talking about it in the business call as we speak. Possibly doing some more theme nights because theme nights are really fun. But we also, we've got conferences coming up conferences we're kind of in right now for basketball, but we're going to be having some really fun games coming up. We play SEMO, I believe, at home. No. Oh, no, but we play SEMO, and we're coming for them.
There you go.
That's my alma mater. That's where I went.
Really? Uh-huh. Boo. Boo. Play that sound effect. Boo. You got a boo?
I don't know. Let's see.
That's the closest we got.
Okay. I really don't have a boo, but we do have an applause.
No applause for SEMO.
No.
Speaking of SEMO, the women's gymnastic team absolutely killed SEMO.
Crushed it.
Oh my God, that hype video was awesome. Whoever made that video, please DM LU Uproar, because we could use that type of footage. Thank you.
So the whiteout is Thursday, January 19th in Highland Arena at 5:30 p.m. Free t-shirts for the first 250 students. And then January 21st at the Highland Arena at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Free t-shirts for the first 200 students. And it is neon game.
Yes, that neon game. It's not a neon night because those are day games. But the thing that I love about our neon theme game is that we are doing a dual theme. So we're starting the theme with the women's game at 1 o'clock. I believe we'll be doing t-shirts possibly between the two games.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. And then that way we also get to get our women's basketball team out there. Can I just say, We have the most beautiful women's basketball team.
Oh, they're stunning.
They are also all amazing people too. So we need to get them out there and get our uproar student section at their game.
Yeah.
And that is the 21st, you said?
Yes, the neon is 21st and the whiteout is the 17th.
Yes. So come and support the women's basketball game on the 21st and then stay for the men's also.
You know what you should do with one of those neon nights? Like, you should make it a neon night and then blacklight it. That would be sick.
No. I'm not going to even say anything because that was literally my exact vision with this whole neon thing. Nobody listens to me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, that's awesome, Dylan. Blue light. I love it. You could get blue light and have them all, like, you know those...
You mean the black light?
I don't know why I said blue light.
I don't know if I want to see a black light on this campus.
You know what? You're right.
That's a different story.
That's a good point.
That's an LU Shade Room comment for later.
If you see that, we know who came from.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I'm super excited for this season.
I am, too.
And it's going to be a great one. Now, we just came back from campus. How are we all doing? It is day 4. Are we alive? Are we hyper? Are we sad?
Do you see what I'm wearing right now?
You look very comfy. She's wearing a blue, light blue, like, fuzzy jacket.
Do you want an ASMR?
Yeah, they can't hear you that, but it sounds beautiful. Like, yeah, hold on.
Sounds like a cloud.
It looks like a cloud.
We're now entering into a realm of peace and serenity.
What is that? Okay.
That's the white noise for it.
All right. So
that was Dylan's aura that you just heard. It was amazing.
The aura, yes. Now...
resonating.
Winter break. Spirit. Was it good for you? Was it bad for you? Was it?
It was good. It was fast.
It was so fast.
I mean, you know, being staff, I had to be back like on the 3rd.
Mm. Well, you were supposed to be back on the 2nd, but Linda would give you another day.
Yeah, thank you, President Porter.
Thank you, President Porter.
I thought
Porter.
That was about us. I was like, oh, nah.
We decided that you all need to come back sooner.
Right. I was like, no, thank you. Apparently, like, people took this month to go to, like, Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some of the people in my classes, they're like, what'd you do over the semester or over the break? I thought that I was cool. I mean, I went to Disney World. I went to Nashville.
Oh, wow.
I went to the beach. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
I'm like, I think I'm, like, the coolest person out here. I get in there. What'd you do over the summer? Or what'd you do over break? Oh, I just took a trip around Europe, you know. I went to Iceland, and I saw the pigs on the beach, and I got to go everywhere in the world. I went on a cruise around the world. I'm like, how did you find all that time?
I went to Sam's.
Sam's? Right. I went to Costco.
I bought bulk Mountain Dew. That was my winter break.
Where's the wet one?
Let's go.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? I understand that you're a Sam's person, but I'm such a Costco.
Listen.
Costco for the win.
Costco is better than Sam's. Yes, I understand that you can check out through your phone.
This is why Sam's.
But I'm going to point out that it's owned. I'm going to point out it is owned by Walmart, and Walmart is a bad company that we... borrow from. Costco.
Wait, we need to make sure that Walmart doesn't sponsor us.
Don't sponsor us.
But listen, Sam's, they've got an app, okay, where you can go in, you can get all your items, scan it, pay for it, and all you do is show a barcode. They scan it on the way out, scan 3 items, and you're done. You don't have to wait in the long lines.
Yeah, but Sam's Club is just
it's
not
scan
as
and
good.
Go. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I
literally cringe inside my body when I think of how fast we are technologically advancing. It kind of scares me.
Well, this whole AI stuff, let's not even get into that.
No, my information and systems teacher, I forget his name. I will learn it in the next couple of weeks. But, oh wait, it's Fred Wilkie. Sorry.
Oh, love that. Shout out to you, Fred.
shout out to you, Fred.
Props to Fred.
Yeah. He was talking about how we never have privacy anymore, and also how he spent 3 hours and talked to 4 different people trying to get his flight from St. Louis to Ireland. And the entire conversation, I was like, why didn't you just do it online, my bud? But no, he's an older gentleman who wants to talk on the phone. Yeah. He's like, customer service is dead. And I'm like, you aren't wrong.
He sounds like one of those Band-Aid over the camera type people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's super
funny.
It's funny
because I was just having this conversation with my wife the other
night. Is she the Band-Aid over the
totally.
Camera?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what?
It is what it is.
I mean, you already know what I'm at. I could have a chip in my brain for all we know.
That's what
I mean.
All of our phones are listening to us right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Our watches are listening to us. Well,
yeah.
They're
hearing everything we say.
I wear my watch every day. If someone really wanted to, they could absolutely just track me and like find me.
They already are tracking you.
But here's the thing. I don't think anyone would be interested enough in my life to like trap me and like kidnap me or like kill me. Like I'm not that interesting.
Yeah. You don't know.
No, I really do. Like there's so many more people who are more interesting.
Maybe they need somebody like you.
A boring middle-aged.
You're
middle-aged.
You're middle-aged. Wow.
You look good for your age. Then.
I just turned 21. Look,
that
I'm
makes
old.
Me like ancient. Like I'm an ancient elder. From
yeah, 21 is middle-aged. Shoot, it's all downhill from here.
I do walk faster than you.
That's oh my gosh, you don't even know. Dylan, you can't walk with her because her walk is a sprint.
It's no, literally, my friend on the cheerleading team, she is literally like 5'6", and she's just like Speedy Gonzalez, I swear. It's like, I thought shorter legs meant you couldn't move that fast. No, she takes off on me. I lose her.
We walked from the Lark to here, and halfway I had to stop to get oxygen.
Well, it's funny because yesterday I was going on a walk with my friend Linda and her boyfriend Matt. And
shout out to Linda and Matt.
I was just thinking that.
I just outed them. That's really, I mean, they're out, but still, that's kind of funny. Anywho, so they were walking, like, we were going to go on a walk together, and I didn't warn them in the, like, at the beginning. I was just like, oh, let's go on a walk. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking. They're like, walking, and then they have to jog to, like, catch up to me.
Right. Speaking of walking and jogging, mental health is very important. Get outside, get active.
It's cold.
Shoot, wear your layers. I mean, like, I personally do not have a vehicle on campus. I mean, I do, but it don't run. It's in the parking lot. And I have to walk.
CPR on it.
I wish that worked. That's like the CPR that it requires is going to cost me $4,000. So.
Oh, not worth it. Oh.
Yeah. So anyways, the over break, since we can get back to that, we tend to go off on a tangent.
What are you talking about?
Right, I'm getting there.
Let's get back to AI.
Not AI.
As they listen. But no, over break, I think breaks are an opportunity to reconnect with yourself. And that was something that I got to do this over winter break. I definitely think that it's important to take time to, you know, Journaling is really great. Getting your thoughts out on paper is a great coping mechanism for stress, even if it makes no sense. It doesn't have to be some crazy Edgar Allan Poe, you know, moving thing. Like, literally, you could just write, I feel like punching someone, and you will feel so much better. Walking, you know, getting outside, being active. Yoga is We were talking about that.
Ever.
We were talking about that. Yoga's amazing. I encourage everyone, you know, show up for yourselves. We're all students. We're all here to get our education. We're all trying to figure ourselves out. And the most important thing to be able to do that is to take time for yourself and put your mental health forward. We have an amazing counseling center, which I was just talking to my parents the other night. I'm like, I love the fact that I go to a school where mental health is important enough, where they literally have a counseling center on campus available to everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's crisis hotlines everywhere. You know, you're surrounded by people. And, you know, I am a social work major. So if anyone ever needs a friend, I am here. Yeah. Represented by myself, not Uproar, myself.
But that's the thing. I mean, Dylan, what's really important is to not only take care of yourself, but to also check in on your neighbors and check
absolutely.
In on your friends and just have conversations with people that are in your community.
Yeah.
Because we all have struggles, right? And this time of year, I mean, seasonal depression is a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And isolation does not help.
No.
The most therapeutic thing genuinely is realizing that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. Like when you talk about it and you realize that you, like whoever you're talking to, if you just say, you know, put yourself out there, you know, a lot of people like normalize and make comedy and make light of like depression and suicidal thoughts. there's a difference between talking about something to raise awareness and mm-hmm. talking about something to make light of it.
Yeah.
And we are all here to be supportive of each other. We all live on the same I live on campus.
So, Justin, you know, do you live on campus?
I might as well. I'm right? here every day.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, winter break, especially with, you know, the seasons being colder. And like you said, a lot of people don't want to go outside. A lot of people don't want to go walk. Okay, I get that. Get creative, you know. Put yourself first. It's very important. And when you show up for yourself, not only will you be a better service to yourself and the people around you, but you'll probably have more energy for the student section.
This is it, right? You know, because you know what else is therapeutic? Screaming.
Screaming. Yelling. Yes. That is why I genuinely think that I can handle life, because I can go to a job where it is normalized to scream your ever-loving head off, and then people praise you for it.
There you go.
Sign me up.
So if you need an outlet, you need to get it out.
Just go to Uproar. Go to a game. Scream. I'm telling you, no one, especially not me or Spencer, if you come and you get in our student section and all you do for the whole time is just scream, don't worry about it.
You might get praised.
You'll probably get the fan of the night, because that is also something that we're starting. We're doing fan of the night.
Oh, nice.
Sponsored by Canes. Yeah. So
Free Canes?
You get a free Canes gift card and you get a t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely. I'm screaming.
Yep.
I got this.
So, tonight. I mean, we have incentive. Tomorrow. Guys, put yourself out there. Have fun. Every Uproar sponsored event, we will have a fan of the night. Even if there's no t-shirt giveaway, still have an opportunity. That's awesome. Yeah.
One thing is, we were talking about yoga. So, fun fact, every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 o'clock in the Evans Commons workout area, we have yoga taught by a lovely instructor. So far, there's two people who go to the class, me and a friend.
Well, today's Thursday.
It's Thursday. So, today at 6 o'clock, you could go to yoga and get a little bit of mental health time. And the yoga instructor is wonderful. She's very nice. She basically says, is there anything like specific you want to work on? Like, today I can't go because I have a stage management workshop, like bonding experience. But like, my arms are super sore. So if I were to go today, I'd be like, hey, my arms are super sore. Let's stretch that out. And she'd listen.
Love that. I love that. Yeah, I'll definitely get some more information about that from you. And that's awesome. You know, so many resources. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people have a tendency to be subjective and complain a lot. You realize, and this is not me just speaking from like my spiritual hippie side, but gratitude is the highest vibrational like function that you can put out into the world. I'm serious. Like, start saying thank you. Start actually realizing that you have really, I mean, I will never get over the fact that I have met people from all over the world.
I know.
And they're amazing people.
Yeah, for sure.
So fun.
And Lindenwood has done that for me. I mean, say what you want. Nothing is perfect, right? Everything has its own things that it needs to work on. The fact that you have people who want to hear what they need to work on, I think it says volumes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, have some gratitude. You guys have an awesome place. You made it. You're in college. You might think that you're here because you have to, because your parents made you, or because you have to follow some career that you might not even want to do. But just think about the people who did not make it to where we're at today.
Yeah.
And give yourself a chance to be successful.
Well, and I'm gonna tell you, nobody's alone here.
So absolutely.
If you need somebody, you need somebody to talk to you, find a friend. Talk to a faculty or staff member. And most importantly, I mean, this is the Roarcast podcast. It's sponsored by the Department of First Year Programs. And come see us.
We have a whole new office.
Our door is open for you.
Now, where is your office located?
Thank you. I'm so happy you asked that. LARC 229A. So where the Writing Center used to be on the top floor of the LARC, we're in where the Writing Center used to be.
Okay.
So now it's the Writing Center is next to us. It's first year programs, and then the Center for Engaged Learning, so Career Services, Study Abroad, we're all like right there together on that second floor.
Awesome.
So come in, check it out, hang out.
We have a living room area. We have a chill out area. We have an area where you can do job interviews.
Yeah,
we have
even in this building, the Center for Diversity and Inclusion, those women are so sweet, so kind.
Phenomenal.
They are literally amazing people. Mm-hmm. Go in there and talk, because I'm telling you, if you miss home, go in there and you will literally feel like you're with your mom, you're with your grandma, you're with your auntie. Like, they will make you feel like you're a part of family.
Yeah, shout Emily out Pitts to Emily team. Pitts. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. Good that's people. Her name. Yes, yes.
Emily Pitts.
Good people.
Well, all right.
Dylan, thanks. Thank you. I mean, you're incredible. And thank we you. Appreciate you being here and talking to us. Uproar is insane. You got to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Try something new. If allow yourself to be a little bit more vulnerable here.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to open up a lot of things.
Yeah.
To you
college is the time to find yourself. So totally. Have fun, take risks, and, you know, be safe, of course, but mm-hmm. you know, come out and join the student section. We'd love to have you. Absolutely.
And it's Dylan, not Devin. Dylan, because Dylan's amazing.
Dylan is amazing.
With two N's.
Two N's.
In case you didn't know.
I did know. All right. Well, this is the Roarcast. Stay roaring.
Grr. Thanks.